The following program is paid for by Cobalt Mortgage. Cobalt Mortgage, Inc., NMLS 35653, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, and Mike Mercer, MLO number 175644, are licensed loan originators with Cobalt Mortgage. Go to cobaltmortgage.com or call 1-877-220-4663 for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance experts Tina Mitchell and Mike Mercer.
Welcome to The Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer, the Sunday, June 30th show. I'm Tina Mitchell, Mortgage Diva, and sitting to my left is my co-host, Mike Mercer, the Mortgage Master. How's it going, Mike?
Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to find my volume. I can't hear myself. We want to be able to hear ourselves, right?
We can hear you.
Yeah, good. That's all that counts. Thank you for taking time to talk money with Mike and I. We're here every Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on 570 KVI. We're dedicated to our listeners, providing you with the tools needed to make informed decisions on matters affecting your money. And we've got a couple awesome guests in studio today. It's all about the girls, except for Mike. He's the only guy in studio.
That's right.
And it's about first-time guests, too. Both of them first-time here on our show.
Yeah.
So pretty excited for that.
Excited to have him here.
Our first guest in studio is going to be Lori Lamoureux, founder and chief box opener. Yes, I said chief box opener of Seamless Moves. Falling in love with your new home, condo, or apartment is an easy part, but it's rare when a move doesn't also change some aspect of your lifestyle and daily routine. And that's why I'm excited to have Lori share with our listeners of 570 KVI her tips on how to make your move seamless. And our second guest in studio, Barb Hunsinger with Windermere Real Estate. For many of you listening today, now may be the time when your lifestyle that used to be fit so perfectly no longer does. You may be entering your golden years and thinking of senior transitioning. If you are or you currently have parents that are entering the next stage of their life, you won't want to miss our second guest in studio, Barb Hunsinger, senior transition specialist with Windermere. Great information that we have on the show today. And if you do want to contact Mike and I, or either one of our guests, please write down our phone number. It's 1-888-987-0570, or you can reach us online at themoneyhour.com. And Mike, we're going to swap it up a little bit. Normally, you start us out with some money chat.
That's right, but you got a really good one this morning.
You think?
I think you do.
Okay, I guess I need to wait for
to
a little
first.
Money chat chime in music. Wow, there it is. Okay, I can't help but talk about the craziness that we've seen in the market and interest rates. Oh my gosh, Mike, this week has been outrageously ridiculous, crazy, painful.
I want to jump out of my window.
Oh my gosh, I want to jump out of my window too. But you know what? Here's what's going on. It's the effect when Bernanke announces the possible tapering off of QE3. It's funny when he talks.
People listen.
People listen, and they don't just listen. They like react, and they sometimes, maybe in this situation, overreact. I don't know. I mean, time will only tell. But before getting into the possible end of QE3, let's go back to the very beginning. QE, quantitative easing, is the Fed's effort to stimulate the economy. So if we start out with QE1, December of 2008 through March of 2010, the Fed would purchase $600 billion in mortgage-backed securities to stimulate the market. In March of 2009, the program increased by an additional $750 billion. That was a start. Then we had QE2. Came into effect November of 2010, running through June of 2011, the Fed purchased $600 billion more in treasuries. And then they added in quantitative. The Operation Twist was introduced in September of 2011 for a purchase of 400 billion bonds. And then in June of 2012, the Fed announced an extension, which was an additional $267 billion. Then we roll into QE3. QE3 was released in September of 2012, but it was much different than the initial two or three when you add an Operation Twist. A lot different. And the reason why is because there was no end in sight for this. They made a decision in December of 2012. I'm sorry, it started in September of 2012 to purchase open-ended. Feds would purchase $40 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities. And again, open-ended, meaning there was no end in sight until the economy started recovering. But then what they did is they added another additional $45 billion a month in long-term treasuries was added to that in December of 2012. So if you take those and put them together, we've got $85 billion a month, again, open-ended. So now what Bernanke brought in and discussed was the possibility of tapering that off. Now, the good news is with quantitative easing, the whole purpose of this was to stimulate our economy. It definitely has done that, right, Mike?
Played a huge role. Yeah.
A huge, huge role with what's happening in our economy. Consumer confidence is coming back. And so the whole plan for quantitative easing is working. That's the good news. The bad news is now that Bernanke has announced that the Fed may be tapering back on QE3, the markets are crazy. If you take a look at what the stock market did, and this was when he made his announcement on Wednesday, the stock market dropped over 4%. And then if you take a look at mortgage interest rates in a matter of days, well, if we take it back to the week before, the beginning of May is really when it started, when he first announced. And then Wednesday was the additional major drop to the bond market. But we've seen interest rates from the beginning of May start probably around maybe 3.25% was the average interest rate, depending on qualifying factors. Towards the end of the week, the average interest rate for the 30-year fixed rate mortgage has gone up to about 4.75%. We're not quoting interest rates again today, but it's a lot of different qualifying factors. But that's a good average to look at. That's a 1.5% increase in interest rates. Now, last week alone, a big portion of that, a percent in interest rate, about what we saw literally in what, 3 days?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, crazy. Multiple changes in on a day in what the interest rates were doing. Now, here's the thing that's not normal. Usually, when you see interest rates go up, it's because the stock market is going well. So we have two, you have two different markets. You have your stock market and you have your bond market. So if there's consumer confidence, they're pulling out of the security of the bonds and they're pushing their investments into the stock market, because we all know the stock market has a higher return, but there's higher risk that go with it. So if investors are confident in the economy, they're pushing into the stock market and pulling out of the bond market. Well, those of you that don't understand how mortgage interest rates work, they follow the bond market. Mortgage-backed securities are a type of bond. So when investors pull out of the bond market is going to drop in price, which is bad for interest rates, and interest rates will go up. Usually we see the exact opposite. Good stock market, bad bond market. Good bond market, bad stock market. But here's what's happening right now. Bad stock market, bad bond market.
Yeah.
It's just this is not normal. And it's not normal because nobody really knows what to think about the risk of the Fed's pulling back on QE3. So the interesting thing was in how some of Bernanke's colleagues were actually chiming in and what their concerns were. So I want to list a few concerns here from some of his colleagues. Dallas Fed President Richard Fisher spoke on Monday, urging investors not to act like feral hogs by overreacting.
Might be too late, though.
Yeah, I know. Might be too late. Another Fed official wants extraordinary low short-term interest rates for longer. Minneapolis Fed president issued a statement criticizing the central bank for not issuing clearer guidelines on its plan for short-term interest rates, which have been historically low since December of 2008. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard is worried about low inflation. He didn't like that Bernanke laid out mid-2014 as an approximate timeline for the end of QE3. The Fed should base that decision purely on economic data, not calendar objectives.
Yep.
Bernanke said that the central bank plans to start reducing the purchases later this year and eventually bring them to an end when employment rate falls around the 7%, a scenario that he believes, and he'd mentioned, unlikely to occur until 2014. Now, on the opposite side of the debate, Kansas City Fed President Esther George, who as a voting member has descended against every Fed decision this year and continued to do so last week. She believes that the Fed's providing too much stimulus, which over time could lead to financial imbalance and fuel up the pickup inflation. I mean, I've talked about this many times in studio.
Yep.
The concern about inflation, all the printing of the money is a risk of inflation. So
sure.
I'm kind of still in the concerns that Fed President Esther George had mentioned. So I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to predict. We were actually, you know, talking earlier today about, you know, being able to predict the market, predict what's going to happen. And it's impossible. It would be nice.
Nobody saw this coming.
Well, we knew interest rates were going to go up, but not this fast.
Yeah.
And we know every time the Fed speaks, remember when all that stuff was going on when Greenspan, I mean, when the Fed speaks, people act. And they overreact. So I, you know, the writing was on the wall, but I don't know. It was just crazy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The time's going to tell with interest rates. But here's what my advice is, and Mike, I know yours is as well to our clients. If it makes sense for you to do something, take advantage that the interest rates are that the rates that are here right now. Anything good in life tends to happen a little bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
The bad things happen kind of fast.
You
know, I don't know. I don't see interest rates drastically dropping down. But here's another example after many in our many years in career where the interest rates have just increased dramatically. So if it makes sense for you to do something, we're still in historical low interest rates. 4.75% is nothing to, you know, no spilt milk, nothing to cry about. But when you compare it to 3.25% or a 1.5% difference, huge difference, making a huge impact on people, their buying potential, whether it makes sense for them to be able to take advantage of the rates refinance. So lots of factors there.
Yep. Yep. Good stuff. Great article too. Yep.
Yeah. So Mike, what do you got for
good money chat?
Yeah. Well, thanks Mike.
Well, you know, I was going to, based on the fact that you're probably going to have a lot of people, I would imagine, that have been sitting on the fence somewhat considering whether they want to buy a house or not. And now with interest rates going up, I think what's going to happen is that the purchase market's going to start kicking into gear. Not that it hasn't already kicked into gear already, but I think a lot of people that were just kind of waiting around to see what was going on are probably going to be more motivated now, especially if they think interest rates are going to continue to rise. So
mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be good to kind of go back and just touch on some of the few programs that are out there that might still be somewhat foreign to a lot of people. I know a lot of people, one of the main reasons for sitting on the fence and not purchasing a house is simply because they think they might have to, you know, save up for a down payment, or work on getting their credit scores much higher than they, you know, what they may not realize is that there's some pretty flexible programs out there when it comes to down payment and credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it'd be just a good revision for you and I to maybe talk about that, to go back and mention some of these programs that are available for people. So, you know, one of the obvious is going to be VA. You know, you don't hear a lot about VA, but there's a lot of people, I think, that forget that VA exists, and it's a great program for anybody who is qualified for, you know, a veteran or active duty personnel, or even, you know, reservists, National Guard members. VA, and obviously with VA, it's no mortgage insurance, and it's a zero-down mm-hmm. loan, right?
And I, you know, in our local market here, King County, $500,000 maximum loan amount for a zero down. That's a $500,000 home, even in our market. I mean, we're kind of a little bit expensive market, but because it's a great market.
Yep.
But $500,000. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of house.
It's a big
and
deal.
It's a huge deal. When you mention no mortgage insurance, with all of the increases that we've seen with the other government backed programs, FHA,
everything
government backed now, but FHA, huge, huge difference. And I think for a listener to understand the difference between the ability for a VA versus FHA is the per 10,000 calculation. So on VA right now, based on where the current interest rates are at, including everything, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance for your home, including the upfront mortgage insurance, the funding fee that the veteran's going to pay, it's about $60 per $10,000. So on a $500,000 home, your total payment, everything in taxes and insurance, would be about $3,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
not counting the deduction of homeownership and some of the other things that we're going to get to today. The comparison to FHA on a $500,000 home, which you can do on FHA because of the high balance in our local market here, as long as your loan amount does not exceed 506, actually 567, 567.5 in for FHA.
Yep.
Thank you. It's $75 per 10,000 now with the current interest rates. So we're talking about a total payment, everything in principal, interest, and taxes and insurance, $3,750 a month. So there's the difference. On a half a million dollar home, it's $750 a month higher. That doesn't count the fact that you need a 3.5% down payment. So the additional in cash, $17,500.
And the upfront funding fee. Right.
Financed in. But that financed can actually in. We'll kind of compare with the upfront mortgage insurance, kind of compare with the funding fee with VA. Yeah. But yeah, huge difference.
So the other one would be USDA.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear a lot about USDA. And USDA is another great program. Zero down. You know, the monthly it actually used to offer no mortgage insurance, but now it does have mortgage insurance, but it's very minimal. Especially compared to FHA. But
and it's amortized out.
And it's amortized
FHA
out.
FHA just never goes away and it always stays the same.
Right. Yeah. You know, with USDA, it's for properties that are going to be in the rural areas. And it's kind of interesting because you need to kind of if there's a particular address of a property or an area you're looking at, you want to get with your loan officer or your real estate agent to really look up to see if that property is going to qualify. Because to your surprise, there's actually some houses would qualify that you necessarily wouldn't think would be considered rural, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So but USDA is a great program. They're obviously trying to promote growth and home ownership out in these outlying areas. So if you're looking at wanting to buy it maybe just outside of King County, you might want to consider USDA.
And a call to action on that, October 1st, 2013, is when the areas are changing. And here in our local market here, there's huge changes in the eligibility for property. I think Fall City is almost completely going away. There's a lot of areas that are having huge adjustments in a negative way that they're pulling back. So a call to action, if you are eligible for USDA financing, basically you don't own any other property and you meet the income restrictions, you want to get out there and take advantage before those areas change. And to mention too, Mike, on the property eligibility, USDA has an awesome website. You can go right online, just type in your property address that you're looking at, and you'll know whether it qualifies or not.
Yeah, good to mention that. The HomePath. We hear a lot about HomePath. HomePath loans are basically for anybody that's looking to purchase a Fannie Mae-owned property. These are bank-owned properties. The bank's taking back the property. Most of these homes usually need a lot of work, but some of the advantages of a HomePath is it's only 3% down, and Tina, there's no appraisal on the property. So there's nothing to get called out that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, if you're buying a HomePath property, you're going in kind of knowing that you're going to need some work on it.
Yep.
But if for an investment as well, you only have to put 10% down if you're buying a HomePath property versus if you're buying regular investment property, you're going to be asked to put, you know, well over 20% down. So
and anyways, no mortgage insurance at all in either of them. That's awesome.
And no mortgage insurance. So the bottom line is there's a couple, not a couple, there's actually several very creative programs that are still available out there. So if you're thinking about getting off the fence and looking at purchasing, maybe you don't have a huge down payment. Maybe your credit's not that great. There's definitely a lot of programs that are available. Make sure to contact us. We'd be more than happy to share those programs with you. Again, 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com. So, Tina, that's it.
That was awesome, Mike. Yeah. And coming up next on The Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer, are you too busy to even think about preparing for your pending move? Do you have the time but are too overwhelmed to begin? Do you wish that you could snap your fingers and have it all done for you? Well, we're going to show you how. Coming up next in studio, Lori Lamoureux, founder and chief box opener of Seamless Moves, right here on 570 KVI, coming up next.
Does a younger lifestyle no longer meet your needs? Barb Hunsinger, senior transition specialist with Windermere Real Estate, understands the needs of individuals age 65 and older. As you transition into life's next phase, she assists you with empathy, patience, professionalism, and a solution tailored just for you.
Hi, this is Barb Hunsinger, managing broker with Windermere Real Estate. Give me a call if you need some help moving into that next transition in your life. 425-780-1565 or check out my website, barbhunsinger.com. I look forward to helping you with that next stage in your life.
free electricity from your roof? It's possible with solar energy. Here's Amy from Solterra Systems.
There's never been a better time to install solar in Washington, and yes, we do get enough sun. Incentives cover over 50% of the installation cost, and zero down financing is available. Enjoy watching your meter run backwards this summer by installing solar now.
Go to useyourroof.com to find out how easy it can be. That's useyourroof.com, or call 800-865-9005 to get your free site assessment from Solterra Systems.
You bought your dream home. Now you have to move. Don't you wish you could just snap your fingers and it would be done? It can. Seamless Moves helps families by doing moving chores you don't have time to do yourself, including pre-move organizing, packing, moving, even unpacking and putting everything away in your new home. Move seamlessly with Seamless Moves.
This is Lori Lamoureux, president of Seamless Moves, where we manage your move while you manage your life. Call us at 425-746-1334 or check out our website, seamlessmoves.com, to find out how you can have a seamless move.
This is the Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance experts Tina Mitchell and Mike Mercer.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer here on 570 KBI every Sunday at 11 a.m. The purpose of our show is to educate our listeners on what's really going on in our local real estate market and financial arena. You can always reach Tina and me at 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com. Again, that's 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com.
And our first guest in studio, first-time visitor to our show, is Lori Lamoureux. Seamless Moves is her company. Lori's the founder and chief box opener, or we just said CBO. I like that. CBO of Seamless Moves, a residential move management company headquartered in Bellevue, Washington, and right in the same place as my office.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And has been in business for over 9 years. Lori is a self-proclaimed organized geek. And I love the stories behind companies, and this is a really good one. Learned about moving, unpacking, and organizing while relocating her family several times with the U.S. Navy. Her mother jokes that when she was a child, she could never punish Lori by sending her to her room, because when she did, she'd happily arrange the furniture or rearrange the furniture, bookshelves, or clean out the closet. So not so much of a punishment when you love doing that. That background, combined with several years of military transfers as a Navy spouse, gave her the idea of starting a move management company to help busy people with their moving related tasks. So, Lori, a great story of how the company was started. I love hearing those stories. And there's always a passion behind success and passion behind starting a company. So it's nice to know what your passion was.
Yes. Thank you, Tina. Yeah. And Mike, thank you for having me on your show. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So let's start off with, like, what is a move management company?
Right. So a lot of people don't know that there are people you can hire to help you with your move. Back in the day, you used to get out your yellow pages and look at the mover ads and pick out three you thought looked good and, you know, call them up and see who you might want to hire. That is old school. And nowadays, you can hire someone to help you with your move, similarly to how you would help somebody with the wedding planning. Like our business, it's not rocket science. Mm-hmm. Anybody could do it if they had the time. But if you don't have time or you want a professional to help you through the process, that's the type of thing that we do.
And I like that example, because who would really plan their own wedding? You don't think about it as much on a move, but there is as much going on. And so I like how that you bring that in. So tell us, Lori, or tell our listeners, what's the difference between your company versus a regular moving company like Mayflower or Allied?
Right. And you hit the nail right on the head, Tina. It's a difference. It's a moving company is basically the trucks and the big burly guys, and they come to your house and they move your furniture for you. But if you want anything else done around your move, then you would like to have someone who can help you with those other things. If you want to downsize before you move so that you can save a lot of money, don't move things that you never really wanted to keep. If you want help with packing, if you want help sorting through things, things. You mentioned that Barb is going to be talking about seniors. Mm-hmm. And with seniors, we help them with their downsizing before they move, because they're moving from a home that they've lived in for 40, 50, sometimes 60 years. And it's very difficult to downsize. So that's one thing that a move manager helps with. We also help you figure out which is a good moving company to use. Mm-hmm. And then our most requested service is the unpacking part. So we unpack all the boxes, put the dishes away in the cupboards, make the beds, hang up the clothes, and take all the boxes away when we're finished.
Oh my gosh, you need to call my mom. My mom is actually in the process of selling her house right now.
Really?
She's been in for, 35 years, and she's downsizing. And
yeah,
she keeps calling me and my sister and all the family members, asking us, like, who wants what?
Right.
Like, Mom, we don't want the stuff. Just give it away to Goodwill. So I need to get you her number after the show. So what would you say is the most important thing a move manager does for someone who's moving, I guess?
I think going back to the analogy of the wedding planner, I think the most important thing that we do is we help you make your plan. We can meet with you, your family, your friends, people from your church, whoever's helping you with your move, and go through the plan of what's going to happen when and who's going to do it and, the timeline, the deadlines that need to be met for some of these things that happen before you move.
Uh-huh. And the timelines, those timelines are the same. I mean, anything you do, Mike and I are in the mortgage business, mm-hmm. and there's 8 milestones. There's 8 target dates that have to be met. They're the same over and over and over again. The checklist, the mm-hmm. same. Now, the documents are a little bit different on each individual, but the overall planning, same with you, is identical, and you do it every day in and out, that you know exactly what to do to make it seamless and a smooth process.
Exactly.
So empty nesters, you mentioned a little bit about that. And yeah, I'm excited with Barbara. And I think that it was a good combination for our show to have both of you in studio. Plus, we're all Women Council Realtor members. So
right.
Mike's not, because he's not a girl. But
yes.
Anyways, guys are actually invited, so you can come to one of our meetings.
Oh, wow. We'd love to.
Yeah. But anyway, so talk about the empty nesters and people that are looking at downsizing. Mm-hmm. How are you helping? What's unique to that?
I think that the main thing that we do is try to calm some of the overwhelm that people feel when they're in that position. I was just at a home this morning with just the sweetest couple that are moving to Bend, Oregon for their retirement.
And beautiful place.
They were very nervous because they're trying to go through everything. They're trying to give things away. And, like you said, Mike, sometimes
like
the kids
mom.
Don't
yep.
want the things. So yep. then what do you do with them? Do you find an estate sale person? Do you give them to charity? Do you find a consignment shop? I mean, so all of these different moving parts, so to speak, mm-hmm. are things that we can help with.
So if a listener has a special situation, how do you help them with that?
Oh, that's a very good question. We feel like everyone's move is special. It's very individualized to have a move manager when you move, just as it is to have a wedding planner. And if you have a special situation, I remember one client we had a special needs child. And what we did was we made sure we set up his bedroom first in the new home so that he could play video games with his mom while we unpacked the kitchen.
Oh,
and,
no.
Did all those things, which would have bothered him probably, to have all that going on if he didn't have his comfortable room that he could be uh-huh. in while all that was happening.
Wow. So just understanding all of the planning and making mm-hmm. it unique to each individual needs.
Right.
What about interior designing? Are you guys interior designers as well? Or?
We're not certified interior designers, but with all of the time that we have spent helping people move and do their furniture planning and, draw up the little floor plan on the computer and try to figure out what fits and where it's going to go. And we kind of feel like...
So you have an eye.
We have an eye, yeah.
What about selling stuff? Do you get asked to sell stuff for people?
We do. A lot of times people ask if we'll sell things for them. Internally in our company, we feel like it might be a conflict of interest. We don't want to be thinking, I don't want this client to move their china cabinet because I really want to have it in the estate sale.
Yeah.
So our focus is on what's going to go, what do they love, what fits, and who else in the family wants it. And then once the family has taken things that they don't want, then we would help maybe hook them up with an estate sale person.
So, Lori, we may have someone listening right now that's just gone through a move. I know there's a lot of people out there that are moving. And let's say that they're done. I mean, the move's over. They've closed on their house. They've downsized or they've upgraded, whatever it is. And everything is just in disarray. And they're like, dang it, I really wish that I would have listened to this show before I had my move. Is it too late? Is there anything you can do to help this listener out?
Absolutely, we can. When I meet people and they are in that situation, I always ask them, have you finished unpacking? And they just look at me with, you know, the deer in the headlights look. And so I always tell them, we can come and help. Even if you've already started, we can come and help you get things organized. One of the things about moving when you're in a hurry or you don't quite know how to organize yourself is that you'll just put things away anywhere that seems to fit. And then 2 or 3 years later, you realize it's not working for you functionally or ergonomically. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, we can come and help people after they've moved.
So if you're listening, a call to action, if you're thinking about moving and you want to prepare ahead of time, or even if you've made the move and you feel that you should have done it, pick up the phone, give the show a call, 1-888-987-0570. Again, it's 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com, and we'll get you connected with Lori's company. I don't know, like me, I swap things around like a few times right up front, mm-hmm. and eventually I'm going to get it right, but it would be nice not to have to go through all that chaos.
So are you guys like licensed and bonded like a moving company?
Absolutely.
Would be,
The licensing is a little bit different, but we background check our employees. They are actual W-2 employees. They're not contractors.
That's good.
Yeah, and that's important to know for the L&I insurance, mm-hmm. because if you have a contractor in your home and they get injured and they're not covered by the insurance, it could be a problem that you would have to address with your own homeowner's insurance.
Oh, wow.
So when you're hiring a company that's anyone, a move manager, a moving company, whoever, just make sure that they are that they're covered by the insurances that they need to be for their employees.
What about size, Lori? What is the largest square footage home that you have coordinated and managed? And what's the smallest? I mean, what makes sense? Is there a perfect...
Yeah, that's a great question. The largest home that we have ever managed was 23,000 square feet on Mercer Island.
I was going to say, where's that home, Mercer Island?
Yes. Wow. The clients were moving out of that home, and they were actually downsizing. They moved to a 10,000 square foot home. So,
wow.
And she does joke about that when she says
20-some-odd thousand, yeah. Only to 10,000.
Yeah, and I think the smallest home that we've ever managed to move was 300 square feet. So... Huh. Anything in between we can do. Nothing's too big or too small. We enjoy working with folks who are moving a lot or moving a little.
So before I ask, because what's the strangest thing you've ever moved? What's the breakdown for? Like how do you price it out? Like do you explain a little bit how that process goes when you sit down with somebody?
Yeah, it's tough because I wish we had a rate sheet that we could show people. It would be a lot easier on my business if I could do that. But unfortunately, everyone's move is completely different from everyone else's. So what we normally do is come and do a free consultation for people if they're in the local area. If they're outside the local area, perhaps coming here for a corporate relocation and they just want us to do the unpacking, we can give them a pretty good estimate from the paperwork that they already have from their mover coming from the other place.
So it's kind of like an a la carte in a way, too. There could be things that you decide, okay, maybe that doesn't quite fit in my budget. I'll do that myself.
Yeah, and that's what we go over on the free consultation. We go over the plan with them. What do you want to do yourself? What do you want to save money on?
Sure.
Yeah.
What is the local area? Like how far? Or is it just major King County? Is it Pierce?
We go all over the Puget Sound area, and we've had clients who have had us go to other parts of the country to help them.
Oh, wow.
We did an unpacking job in San Francisco that was really fun.
Oh, how fun. I'd like to go visit San Francisco.
So that will bring me back. So what is the strangest thing you've ever moved?
Well, let's see. We find a lot of people nowadays are keeping their chandeliers. Even some of the large ones, and they have to be disconnected, crated up, moved over, reconnected. But maybe the strangest thing we've ever moved was a suit of armor.
I see.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty unique. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. But we're very good at keeping things under our hat. So if you do have anything odd in your house, you won't hear it from us.
It's secret.
Yeah.
Good. What about special connections? I would imagine that being in your industry and when people move, there's a lot of moving factors, a lot of different people that need to be involved in that. Mm-hmm. What kind of connections do you have, and how important is that in the process? It's just like the wedding planner again.
Right.
The wedding planner has the connections to all the different pieces as far as flowers and the cake. And how's that work with the move?
Yes, that's exactly what we do with our clients, Tina. We have house cleaners, handymen. We know good closet companies that'll get you a closet organizer installed before you move. Just about any service you need around your move, we can connect you with. We even had one client who said, when you come to pack, could you please bring a babysitter, because I need my children to be taken care of while I'm working with you. And so, sure, why not? Boy. We can do that.
So what is the most popular service that you think that you guys provide?
I think that the move planning is very popular, but I think that our most requested service is the unpacking. There are a lot of people who are, they want to believe they can do it all themselves, save the money, and just address it all themselves. They want to feel capable. But then once you get through all of the planning and the packing and the moving and everything's in the house and there's boxes all around, it's so nice to be able to just call someone up and have them come and do it. And 2 days later, there's no boxes.
Yeah. So I think you have four options. One, you bring over your friends and they unpack and put stuff in the wrong place. You do it yourself and never get to it, and the boxes like stay there for months and months and months. The third, well, actually three, you hire you to make it easy. And this is another after fact as well, because I can imagine a lot of people get into the boxes, start opening it up, and it seems like, well, this is going to be an easy task. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. And again,
and you don't realize that a lot of times the home you're moving to is laid out completely differently from the home you moved from.
Yes.
It could be your kitchen cabinets are different. Maybe you don't have a linen closet. Maybe your bathroom looks completely different. And it's helpful to have someone with experience in the organizing of things to be put away that can help you
in
that situation.
So that's a good point, Lori. Do you actually go in and you look at the home and then you strategize and put a plan together of exactly where you're going to place things? Mm-hmm. So you're making that decision on what makes most sense, like that interior designer.
Yes.
Aspect.
Well, we work with the clients to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If they want us to. I have to say, we have some clients who go away on vacation or on business. And they have us do everything.
Yeah.
They give us the keys, and then
when
they come
back. A lot of people.
Back,
I mean, that is your experience, is understanding organization. It's a new home, so everything's going to be different. So why not, like your interior designer, just go, you know what? Figure it out. Whatever you think is going to be the best thing,
especially if you're able to get a sneak peek to the new place that they're moving
into. Yes, we love that.
Yeah.
So you can start having those conversations of like, why are you taking this? It's not going to fit. Because everybody's like, they're going to take everything and then figure out once they get to their new place, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I have to address that one of the biggest fears of people when they call us is, you're going to make me throw everything away. Yeah. And I'll say that in 16 years of doing this kind of work, I've never made anyone throw anything away.
I love throwing stuff away, though.
You seem like a
minimalist.
I love going
to the dump and giving stuff away. It feels so good. You wouldn't have that complaint from me.
Well, Lori, thank you so much. It was great having
you
in studio,
Tina,
the first time, and I think it was great advice for our listeners.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
So, we'll have to have you back.
Okay.
I'll get you connected with my mom.
All right. Thanks.
Coming up next on The Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer, are you thinking about your next life transition? And if you're 50-plus generation, life experience has proven that preparation and planning makes for successful transition. Without preparation, on the other hand, the transition can be pretty stressful, not only for you, but also for your family. Our next guest in studio, Senior Transitionist Specialist Barbara Hunsinger with Windermere Real Estate, right here on 570 KVI after this short break.
You bought your dream home. Now you have to move. Don't you wish you could just snap your fingers and it would be done? It can! Seamless Moves helps families by doing moving chores you don't have time to do yourself, including pre-move organizing, packing, moving, even unpacking and putting everything away in your new home. Move seamlessly with Seamless Moves.
This is Lori Lamoureux, president of Seamless Moves, where we manage your move while you manage your life. Call us at 425-746-1334 or check out our website, seamlessmoves.com, to find out how you can have a seamless move.
Free electricity?
From your roof, it's possible with solar energy. Here's Amy from Solterra Systems.
There's never been a better time to install solar in Washington, and yes, we do get enough sun. Incentives cover over 50% of the installation cost, and zero down financing is available. Enjoy watching your meter run backwards this summer by installing solar now.
Go to useyourroof.com to find out how easy it can be. That's useyourroof.com, or call 800-865-9005 to get your free site assessment from Solterra Systems.
Does a younger lifestyle no longer meet your needs? Barb Hunsinger, Senior Transition Specialist with Windermere Real Estate, understands the needs of individuals age 65 and older. As you transition into life's next phase, she assists you with empathy, patience, professionalism, and a solution tailored just for you.
Hi, this is Barb Hunsinger, Managing Broker with Windermere Real Estate. Give me a call if you need some help moving into that next transition in your life. 425-780-1565, or check out my website, barbhunsinger.com. I look forward to helping you with that next stage in your life.
This is the Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Now back to the show with local mortgage and finance experts Tina Mitchell and Mike Mercer.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with Mitchell and Mercer here on 570 KBI every Sunday at 11 a.m. The purpose of our show is to educate our listeners on what's really going on in our local real estate market and financial arena. You can reach Tina and me anytime at 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com. Again, that's 1-888-987-0570. We'd love to hear from you, or online at themoneyhour.com.
And our second guest in studio, another first-time visitor to our 570 KVI awesome studio, and a really great transition from moving is transitioning in life. If you're 50-plus, and we're talking about senior, but I don't think of 50-plus as senior, but it's time to prepare and plan when you're 50-plus.
Thank God, Tina, because we're approaching.
I'm 45, so
I'm almost there.
But yeah, I mean, you're 1 year younger than I am.
Yes. Right, you can't help.
It's right around the corner.
Right,
I know,
there.
And that's what I was thinking. We're preparing for the show now. My husband, he's in his 50s, 50 plus. So we might have to be doing some thinking about this. Anyways, we have Barb Hunsinger, Windermere Real Estate agent, over 15 years in the real estate industry, both commercial and residential. Voted in 2011 and 2012 as Seattle Magazine's Best in Client Satisfaction. She's a member of the National Association of Realtors and Women Council of Realtors, which I am too, by the way. Her designations include accredited buyer representative, accredited staging professional, and of course, senior real estate specialist. Life changes can be exciting, and transitioning into senior lifestyle is no different. It's less responsibility, more time, a simpler life, and just enjoy. The first part of your life was can be a little stressful with all the stuff that we have to do. The second half of your life, it can be just a lot more relaxed and carefree. And I think the planning and preparation for that is the key. If you plan, it's going to be fun. And if you don't, maybe not so much. So Barb, we're excited to have you in studio here today to share your wealth of information with our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
It's great to be here this morning. It's a beautiful morning, and it's nice being with you too.
Thanks,
yeah,
Barb.
We're glad you're here. Well, let's get started with what a senior transition specialist is, and what is that designation?
This is a fairly new designation, actually. Because there is such a large segment of the population that is now moving into this particular segment.
Age demographic.
we really kind of stay away from the word seniors. Seniors is not a fun thing to be called, but that is the reality. You know, baby boomers have gotten a lot of press over the years, and there are actually 7,000 baby boomers turn 65 each day in the United States. So, I mean, it is, it's a huge segment of the population.
Yeah. And Windermere is a huge player in transitioning into this with their education. I mean, Windermere is known for all of their education they provide to their realtors, but they have a real unique and program that they've put together.
They have. The Seniors Transition Specialist is something that Windermere has created, and it's a very viable and a great option. Also, and then the Senior Real real estate specialist is a National Association of Realtors designation as well.
Okay.
So it's being recognized that it's really important.
Sure.
So Barb, can you give a breakdown to our listeners of the different generations with a focus on the 50 plus group? So the baby boomers you talked about, mature, silent generation. Can you break those down for us?
Yeah. The baby boomers are technically those that were born from 1946 up through 1964. So that's the baby boomers. So prior to the 1946, I think Tom Brokaw in one of his books about World War II talked about the silent generation. Mm-hmm. Also, we call them the mature generation. So really the focus, I think for a lot of the senior real estate specialists, the focus is on probably the older group that's in maybe more the mature generation as opposed to the baby boomers.
Okay.
But we're moving into that. I'm one of them. So and the planning that you talked about is really critical for all that. We need to start thinking about these things.
Yeah.
So those are the two that really fall into the 50 plus market,
okay,
the baby boomers and the mature generation.
So what do you think some stereotypes are?
Well, a lot of times the stereotype for a mature, maybe not so much the boomers, but the mature or the silent generation, afraid of technology, maybe want to retire in Florida. That's actually not the case at all.
What about retire in Arizona?
Or retire in Arizona, one or the other, whatever these, you know, typical places are. But still, 80% of retirees do live in metropolitan areas. So it's not necessarily a little small community that they're retiring to. That's one of the myths, I guess. Mm-hmm. Another myth is that the families may be just wanting to dump them into a retirement home or an aging type facility.
Yeah.
That is also not the case. The first choice for families is to really have them stay as long as possible in their home.
Sure.
That's what they know. That's what they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And it creates probably the least stress, at least initially. So those are some of the myths. And the reality is that with the Facebook, a lot of grandparents are using Facebook as a way to stay in touch with their grandkids.
Yeah.
So the technology piece, especially as the boomers move into this older market, they're very comfortable with technology.
So what are some of the differences in this age group? What makes them different than other groups in the 50 plus?
In the 50 plus,
outside of some of the common things that we know.
Right. You know, I think it's really tough because as people get older, sometimes I think we're faced with some of our biggest decisions and challenges, sometimes in a stage in our life when we're least able to make those decisions. You know, when you're younger, you're very, rebound and you're resilient and it's just very easy. Then as we get older, it gets tougher to make these decisions and to adapt as easily. So I think that is one of the things that really makes this generation sets them apart and where they need a little extra TLC and hand-holding in essence.
Yep. So let's talk about the 21st century retirement. What makes them different right now?
Well, as you guys well know, because of the economy over the last few years, retirement has changed in terms of where someone, when, number one, when they might be able to retire, when they might be able to do that downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
It has also made a difference as to where they could move. It might mean that they don't get to move into as nice of a home as they could have. Maybe they're going to have to look at other options, such as moving in with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this recent economy has really changed the nature of it for our 21st century retirees.
Now, Barb, you were also mentioning to me the sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that is to our listeners?
Yeah, you may or may not have heard this term, but the sandwich comes in because it's the people that are maybe looking forward to getting their kids out of the house and enjoying some free time. Finally, the kids are gone, you know. Mm-hmm. But what happens is the kids may be staying home longer because they're having difficulty moving out.
Our economy had a lot.
Yes. So many of the kids that are either getting out of college are now having trouble finding a job. Maybe mm-hmm. they can't afford the rents that it takes. Seattle, as you know, we well know, is very high rent-wise. Yeah. And so that's the one half of the one piece of bread is their younger ones. Uh-huh. And then they're also feeling the demands and the pressure from their parents.
Their folks are still alive.
Yeah, their folks are still alive. They may have health issues. They maybe some housing issues. And so they have this demand from both sides of it that's really can be very stressful.
Yeah.
Really stressful for them. So there's we're seeing a lot of multi-generational households mm-hmm. that are happening as a result of that.
So what does aging in place mean?
Well, aging in place, as I mentioned before, you know, ideally, if someone can stay in their home as they get older, that's the ideal. And so aging in place means yes, let's see what we can do for either, you know, ourselves or mom and dad to stay in their house. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? I mean, there's probably going to have to be some adjustments to maybe the home itself, maybe to the kind of services that they get, and they're going to look to others to perform the duties that they've normally done, whether mm-hmm. it be yard care or cleaning or some just even things like grocery shopping and all that. In terms of the home, you can do some modifications that help to make it more comfortable for them. You know, you've seen if they're having trouble getting in and out of the tub, you see the bars that you can attach yep. along the tub, that kind of thing. If there's a way that they can rearrange the house so that they're not having to do stairs as often. Mm-hmm. So maybe it means rearranging the house or doing a little reconfiguring or remodeling.
Yep.
So aging in place, that's, I think, number one goal for people. If it's viably alternative, health-wise and all that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And what about some neighborhoods? I mean, Mike and I, we just recently closed a client to help provide financing in Trilogy in Redmond.
Oh, good.
You know, what,
yeah.
a couple months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what are some other housing in our local market here?
Yeah, Trilogy is probably the best known example up there on Redmond Ridge. And it is a 55-plus. It's an active adult community. It is really it's kind of the quintessential baby boomer type thing where you've got a lot of activities that are available to you. Mm-hmm. They have tons of activities. They have walking trails that are close by. They
that's
have
beautiful.
Marketing, you know, your stores and shopping that's just right there. Most of the homes are your single level homes, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of the boomers are looking for.
Let's you know, not forget the golf.
And the golf, exactly. Let's not forget the golf. But the activity.
Which when you're retired, everybody golfs when you're retired, right?
That is the again, the quintessential retiree is the one with the golf cart and all that.
I never figured out if you're not retired, how could you spend all that time on the golf course? Who has that time? But a lot of the guys do.
A lot of the guys, time and money, that's what it takes for the golf course.
There you go.
So how can a listener, go ahead.
Excuse me, I was just going to say, there are also some other communities, too. Mount Vernon has, which is, you know, not that far away from our Seattle area, but mm-hmm. Mount Vernon has a very nice community that is designed for the 55 plus. And just as another option, I would like to mention too some what we call mobile home, although technically they're not mobile homes. They're manufactured home mm-hmm. Or retirement communities too. There's a very, very nice one in Bothell. And so if for some of my older clients that are looking to downsize, that don't need to have all the maintenance is taken care of then, I do consider manufactured homes because there are really some very lovely manufactured homes that are price-wise, you know, maybe it's exactly what they need with the tight economy or the reduction in income that that retirees can face.
So how can listeners overcome some of the obstacles that they might be faced with?
Well, one of the most important things is to remember that somebody that focuses on working with seniors does have a variety of resources available. And that's why Lori's that's just a great segue into the whole senior moving situation, because she handles so many of the things. There are a lot of concerns that, as she already mentioned, that people have about moving. They don't want to give up their stuff. I mean, Mike, you talked about that. Your mother's, she's asking you, well, what do you want? And it's so typical. They ask us, what do you want? And we go, oh, I'm sorry, Mom. It just doesn't have the same meaning to me as it does to you. Yeah. And so it's really kind of a tough thing. I don't know if this is something that you do, Lori, but one of the things that I do suggest is to take pictures of all of the things that are very, very meaningful to you in your life. And so then you have that picture and you create a photo album.
Oh, that's a great idea, Bob.
Yeah, so that they know that it's, you know, you still can look at it, have the memory surrounding those things, but maybe you don't have the physical item itself.
Yeah, great idea.
that helps with the space and so forth. But resources are a big way to get around some of the problems that and some of the challenges that we face and as a senior moves. And so you've got a variety of resources, whether it be moving, and Lori is a great resource for that. I was so surprised to hear that the biggest requested service was for the unpacking.
The unpacking.
And so that's an overwhelming obstacle.
Yeah.
Is unpacking. And so resources for all aspects of it, whether it be the legal matters, the taxation matters, the obviously the move itself, and resources are the one thing that we definitely provide as specialists.
So Barb, you mentioned the multi-generation living now, which is becoming much more common. What are some tips in the type of housing? What are some obstacles that you could prevent from, you know, obstacles that you can have and what you can do to prevent from those?
I do see it a lot. I have a home that's currently for sale in Bellevue, and it is so perfectly designed for maybe that multi-generational living, because there's it's a full floor on the top level, a full floor on the bottom that could be easily turned into an extra dwelling unit, basically. Yeah. But anyway, talk about it. Talk about it with all members involved, the young kids, the parents, the older folks. Yep. You have to work out what works best for all of you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Barb, thank you so much for coming in.
My
it's
pleasure.
Great to have you and Lori
you so
both
much.
Straight across.
It was a good combo.
It was fun.
Good tag team.
Good. Thank you.
Yep. This is Mike Mercer signing off for the Mortgage Diva, Ms. Tina Mitchell.
And this is Tina Mitchell signing off for the Mortgage Master, Mike Mercer. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this Sunday. And we're excited to have you come back and listen to us next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful weekend here in the Northwest.
That's right. Have a great week, guys.
Free electricity from your roof? It's possible with solar energy. Here's Amy from Solterra Systems.
There's never been a better time to install solar in Washington, and yes, we do get enough sun. Incentives cover over 50% if the installation cost and zero down financing is available. Enjoy watching your meter run backwards this summer by installing solar now.
Go to useyourroof.com to find out how easy it can be. That's useyourroof.com, or call 800-865-9005 to get your free site assessment from Solterra Systems.
The preceding program was paid for by Cobalt Mortgage. Cobalt Mortgage, Inc., NMLS 35653, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, and Mike Mercer, MLO number 175644, are licensed loan originators with Cobalt Mortgage. Go to cobaltmortgage.com or call 1-877-220-4663 for cost information.